you're gonna have like a weird bending stop sign. He's like, because I was like, just look at it. I'm like, see if you can pull with your
truck. Mayor. See if you can pick it
up. But.
You've been gabbled.
7:31.
I'm a minute.
That was the only one that was actually watching. Our theory actually is stray voltage on them. We have been unable to prove it yet, but the last service line that broke was one that we had replaced 2 to 3 weeks prior. It was brand spanking new copper, and it had a hole burnt in it. And the theory is that it was brand new copper, nice and shiny. It was we actually were able to pull it right through the old line hole. It was full of water, so it would be the most conductive. We've yet to be able to prove the stray line voltage theory, but that's what we have going on because only the last one was actually a water main break. The other issue is that's an MDOT highway, and so when there's service lines like that, we have to get special permits. When they were doing it during the summer, we have to issue those to offer it to Green Tech first, and there's scheduling conflicts with that because we have to do road closures, lane shifts, and whatnot. And the only other option is you shut the resident off, and we don't want to do that. We do them as fast and soon as possible, but we have restrictions that we have to follow, rules that we have to follow, especially being MDOT. If it was a side street, it changes the whole game. But all of them except the last one were service lines, not water main breaks. And it's there's a lot that's involved with if it's stray voltage.
Thank you, Director.
Yep.
Appreciate it. City Manager, would you have any comment on the 900?
Sure. Yeah, we heard from the applicant, the rezoning applicant, that he no longer wished to proceed with the rezone. Hence, the reason you struck that consent agenda item tonight. He may or may not pursue a residential project that is already listed as a principal use for the way the property is zoned now, which is residential. If there is another application for a rezone, we would restart the state mandated notice process of a public hearing. We would have to start with Planning Commission again. So as far as I'm concerned, there's going to be no rezoning hearing at the council level because the applicant does not wish to pursue it any further.
Thank you, City Manager.
If the gentleman at 905 North Shiawassee, I believe, if there is another rezone application, he will receive the same notice he did for the application that was pulled.
Comments, City Council, coming back.
Yeah.
I think you have a comment.
Should we have like a proper conversation about whether we feel like we want to have the city staff explore alternatives?
You can make a motion and we can get a...
Well, I mean, he made it seem like he wanted assurance that we were, as a council, interested in this.
It has to be a council approval.
Correct. I was just trying to gauge whether or not there was interest.
Let's just go down the line. Councilman Law, what do you think?
I would, before revisiting this, okay. Special assessment, corner lots, discounts, I don't see any harm in having this discussion.
Councilman Feideck.
Yeah, I think it's a worthwhile conversation. I would like to gather my thoughts to give the city manager some more direction on
Absolutely. Where
to drill down into, just to wrap my head around it so we don't have seven different directions to go down for what to focus on. So, but yeah, conversation, yes, but I'd like to even present some more direction on where we could go.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Right. I agree with Councilman Pidock. Instead of just, and Nathan, and City Manager, wants that information. It's always worth looking at and reviewing. I don't know if this is the time to talk about it either, but we had a road millage that has passed. Is that something we need to look at again? as well is looking into this. Like, can we do that at the same time?
Well, it wasn't a millage. It was a bond measure.
A bond. I'm sorry, a bond.
By charter, your millages can only last 2 years.
Right. I apologize.
You can pass a road bond, and that will last as long as...
We can make it last.
No, as long as it takes to pay off that bond through millage rates.
Okay.
So... You had one in 2016, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Funds for that were exhausted a couple of years ago. There was another ballot measure. Oh, gosh, what year was that? I think it was before COVID. We went to the voters again with an additional $10 million, and that was denied.
Right.
That's just a quick history there.
Mm-hmm. But, sure. I don't have a problem looking into this.
I guess from my perspective, I just want to know how much are you trying to save the residents? If you give us a percentage, we can work backwards from that. Otherwise, we're just going to throw ideas at you. And then we're going to show you any reduction in the special assessment amount. This is the impact it's going to have on future projects, which is to say, these are the future projects that we will not do because there will be a lack of funds because of the reduction in special assessments. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you start off with a very simple, reduce it by 10%. We can try our best to show you, not considering any inflationary or market fluctuations, we can show you what that'll look like. That's why I just want a little bit of direction rather than to say, hey, redo special assessment policy, come back to us.
Well, I'll take that since I'm in line here. I was going to go this way, but I'll
just
next.
Ask one question real
quick? Yes, go right ahead.
So if we lowered the assessment, that would also cause us not to be able to have the money to do as many roads, correct?
Right.
So then we'll have more roads affected that we won't be able to do, and they'll get worse and worse. So, okay. So that's something we really want to look at.
I'm sorry.
I'm next.
That's fine. I'm going to come back to you.
Finally. Couple just quick things. I think that we would need to have some type of meeting as a council to go over our thoughts, to give the city direction. That's number one. Number two, it might be that we're just looking at a simple, like the city manager says, so just looking at 10%. Me, I'm thinking, okay, this thing all started on corner lots, so do we look at bullet points and not totally restructure the entire thing? So that's just thoughts from me. Mm-hmm. Not just let's just rehab it, but are there some what we think are could be more fair type of things mm-hmm. on corner lots and make bullets?
Agreed.
But we need to make it somewhat like that to give to the city. I'm not wanting to totally rehab something here. I just want to make it where if we think something's more fair, that's what we should be looking at. So that's my comments.
I would have to totally agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. We better have a direct direction.
Right.
Instead of just, oh, well, let's just do the 10, let's do 20 here, mm-hmm. and... Better be at the tip of the
We
arrow.
Feel that there's something that is not right or it could be improved upon. It seems like this we should address, because I have not looked into how we came up with the 25% or whatever. I don't know. I think that if we think that's not something we should really look at, that's a bullet point.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I think one thing off of Sue's point, is there... any way, you know, because the assessment seems to be from residents when they come forward is that it's a real pain. I mean, it's an actual, like, financial crippling pain. I mean, like, when you look at the median income and you do look at the special assessment, it is, like, that is a disgusting amount of money for what some residents are making in a year, right, to be able to put it up. And so I would definitely be interested in interest rate relief for the first year, like, maybe explore what that would look like. But then also, is there a version that would have us pass a bond and then reduce the amount of burden of a special assessment, like both, so that there is some sharing of the cost citywide, so that way we don't have to slow down on maintaining our roads, and then the actual cost to the homeowner as a special assessment would be reduced by a certain amount, because now we've passed a bond that's not necessarily, you know, maybe $10 million, maybe it's $5 million, and we can dole that out and offset some of the cost of the special assessment by community sharing the cost. Is that, are they mutually exclusive? Do you have to pick one or the other legally?
No.
So maybe there's like a best of both worlds.
So I think we're all in agreement that we should be have a meeting of some sort to come up with a direction.
Okay, so just, sorry.
Yes, go right ahead.
Just listening to you all, any discussion on SADs? You want to talk about corner lot discount?
Yes.
You want to talk about the interest rate and scheduling that? And maybe somehow come up with a structure that addresses how SADs are handled if another road bond is approved. Because I remember during that time there were people that came to meetings and said, all right, so we pass a road bond, everybody pays for that. Everybody who owns property in Owosso pays for that. But you're also special assessing still. And the people that pay the bond and have the special assessment, there were some comments about double dipping, which, yeah, I get that. Anything else? Do you want to discuss the 60-40? Because that's where the real meat is in your special assessments. That's really going to make the difference on whether or not you're going to be able to continue to do the amount of street projects you will. The 60-40 split is...
I'm fine with the 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same. Sorry. Yes, Councilman Pydeck.
So I think it would be helpful to city manager, like, correct this assumption if it's off base, but, you know, roads are the bane of most municipalities' existence, keeping them up to date and keeping them going. Like, we talk about water main replacements and road replacements and useful life, and it's like we finish one section of Owosso, and then those streets that we did 15 years ago are bad, right? And so I think it would be helpful to look at, you mentioned, you didn't quite use these words, but almost like, how far are we kicking the can down the road? If we slow down in any area, it would be helpful to know at this current rate. I know there's assumptions you can't calculate it, like, you know, continued inflation, all that stuff, but it would be helpful to know, not necessarily to the 60-40, but like, here's what about we're doing at this rate with special assessments, how many feet we can do or how many roads we can do. If we alter this, how much less are we allowed to do, and where does that put, you know, the future state of the total mileage we're responsible for as a city at? Because that's something to me, like, if we talk about, you know, that adjustment, which I think is interesting, Emily, so it's like, you know, what would that do for the bonds? But it's just like, I feel like that's also getting to, like, how much further are we now putting future generations or next councils in a position where, like, they have to just do something else to make up for it or something like that. So not saying that one is better than the other, but it just, I don't know if there's some calculation you can provide to help us say, this is our current rate of repair. We make adjustments that reduce that share and the monies that we've had. I mean, you can pull the historical bonds that we've had and the millages that we've had and what that's contributed to the pool. But you also see the direction that these costs are going and the rate at which we're doing. You know, have we been slowing down for the last 5 years? That would be helpful. Have we been able to actually get ahead over the last, you know, 10 years? Or you could at least go back to your 10-year years. So, yeah, I think that's one nuance on the data point that'd be helpful for discussion. Just so we're all aware of, like, what is it costing us?
You know, right.
For saving what's the consequences?
Yeah, because I think that's helpful, right?
You know, another option, if we're not interested in doing a 12-month interest thing, would might be having like a hardship application that, because I would be curious to know how many people actually have their special assessments paid off.
Oh, we already have one through the assessing office.
We do. Okay, so people that couldn't pay it.
We can defer it for a maximum of 3 years.
Okay.
And they have to prove income, they got to prove all this stuff.
Oh, I see, gotcha. So,
yeah. that's already in place.
So do most people, are most people capable of paying their special assessments within, before they've been assessed an interest payment? Or, you know what I mean? Like, do we have any information about, because I mean, I know that it really does feel painful to everybody that comes in, but yeah, we have that. So I guess I would be curious, not curious in like a vaudeville sort of way, but like curious and to know, like, if it's a pain that's shared by 80% of our population, you know what I mean? Like, that's like urgent pain then that we can relieve by, you know, doing it. But if it's like 100 residents and we go back and we tinker with the whole system, unfortunately, maybe there's another avenue that can relieve some of the pain on those residents through like a hardship, you know, thing, which it sounds like we have. So I guess I'd be curious to know some stats on who's being impacted by these special assessments in a catastrophic way.
Okay, further discussion. City Manager, it seems like you might have a little bit of a direction.
I still want you to make a motion on that. Go on the record. Best way to do it.
Nick, you're good at making motions.
Nick?
Sum this bad boy up. Nick? You're very concise. Let's hear it.
Okay. I make a motion to review the special assessment current protocols with the items that Nathan, City Manager, wrote down specifically to review at City Manager's next available meeting.
Yeah. So what'd you just say?
That would be corner lots, interest rates, and what to do if there's another bond measure proposed.
Yep, with the caveat, with your schedule of what's, you can assess that data.
You have a fifth Monday coming up, April 29th. Looks pretty good for me.
Okay.
Perfect.
I am not aware of any special assessments pending at this time.
Perfect.
Perfect. I love it. That was so good.
Did I hear a second?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, I have a motion, and I have a support to that motion. That would be a roll call vote.
My question is, does that motion include setting the special meeting for April 29th, or do you want to handle it?
Yes. Let's make it all in one.
Okay. Well, let's get it.
Yep.
That's agreeable to me.
Yeah.
So, Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Okay. Councilmember Law?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osica?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Pydak?
Yes.
Mayor Tyche?
Yes, the motion is approved. This brings us down now to the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support. I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
I'm sorry, who made the motion?
I did.
You made the motion and you seconded?
Yes.
Councilmember Haber?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osica?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Pydak?
Yes.
Mayor Tyche?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have two. First being capital improvement plan adoption. And with that, I'll turn it again over to the City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Time has come to approve the next iteration of your six-year capital improvement plan. This year, the formatting is a bit different because this thing has grown to the point where it is being difficult for us to handle it on Microsoft Excel. So we started using a software package called ClearGov that is more intuitive and involves it involves the department heads a bit more. So this is our first year. That's why it looks a bit different. The one thing that is missing are the individual project descriptions. If you want to see those, there's no harm in giving this another 2 weeks. But the reason we did not include it is because it's 169 pages long. So last year, your six-year capital improvement plan was about $150,000, I believe, maybe slightly under that. Due to the additions of a lot of projects at the water treatment plant, street projects, water main, sewer, those are the big ones, all right? And we keep harping on inflationary measures or inflationary changes and the cost of construction and commodities going haywire. That six-year total grew to $215 million. Keep in mind that this is a planning document. It helps you not only receive grants, but budget on an annual basis. So this plan, when approved, will be a part of your next fiscal year budget discussion. But you are free to move these projects around as you see fit when they are funded. This is not a commitment of dollars. This is just a planning document. So like I said, the big items you're going to see is water underground, which that's all your main and your service lines. Water filtration, that's the plant. That's the drinking water plant. Wastewater operations, that is mostly the wastewater treatment plant itself. Construction, that identifies street construction, mostly just street construction. Okay, so those are the big ones. The funding breakdown. When you see, let me get to it real quick. So the funding source by all years, when you see that, you can see that other is a big one. Other is at 46%. That is all grants, loans, and forgivable loans. Mm-hmm. All right. So I broke it down in two ways. So we broke it down by department, and we broke it down by funding source. So it's a way to better show you how this is distributed over time. But again, if you'd like to see the individual projects, we can provide that to you. It's just going to take some time. We did also include the annual street and water main maps like we have done. So you can see that. I just had a question from Councilman Olson before the meeting. So these do come in handy. And as you can see, for the next fiscal year, Stewart Street is on there, which you just approved. So it's a lot of infrastructure. It's a lot of infrastructure over the next 6 years, if we can find the funding for it. But don't be shocked when you see that other designation. That's all loans, some grants, and some forgiveness on those loans.
So every time that it's marked just for the water main, like on these maps, but not street and water mains, so the blue lines, those are the versions that you were talking about a second ago that were like where you just dig up the one spot of the road to replace the water main, but then fill it back in. So we're not doing anything with the road.
If the other caveat to that is if there is room within the right-of-way but not under the street, we can place the water main there as well.
Oh, good. Okay, gotcha.
It's also a statement on the current state of funding for your streets funds, too. So, like I said, some of them are planned based on our financial position in those future years, because we simply don't know what's going to happen with the SRF loans to the state. They might do away with forgiveness altogether, and we don't know which grants would be available for streets or water main in future years. Sometimes we get that information pretty last minute.
CF, how much, you say it takes a lot of time. You said 169-page document to detail the CIP.
For each individual project.
But 169 total
pages. That's how it's exported,
Yeah. And obviously you don't have to make it a paper copy, right?
Some of you still like that.
Of course I like that. But I just don't want to, I like detail like that, but I just don't know what kind of time and money and effort we're talking about to having you do that.
I mean, is that these parts? Is this kind of like what you're talking about? Like as far as each thing you want, so you have a whole breakout for everything.
Project has a project description.
If you look at the last
right, because I was looking at the
plan that's online, you'll see what that breakdown looks like.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, is it much effort to export that?
No.
Okay. I think it's worth
emailing.
If you want to make it available, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's not something that would alter my decision here tonight for the capital improvement plan. Yeah. So.
Okay.
I actually like the format and the breakdown. That was really helpful, city manager, so I appreciate that, because sometimes that Excel sheet does, like, become mind-numbing to look at all of the numbers. Okay, what department is this to? And then you're referencing, like, the, you know, the project plan and the breakdown. So this is helpful. It's not just the data, but how the data is communicated. That's helpful for...
Well, a lot of the benefit to this system is that we can link it, we have linked it to our general ledger. So for budgeting purposes, it's a real point-and-click thing, and that helps us tremendously.
Yeah, I like
it was
the
a lot of work up front to assign each individual general ledger number to each individual project, but it's there.
Yeah.
We could build on that. This was something that Finance Director Brad Barrett pushed for, and I'm glad I agreed to it. It's worked out well for us this first year.
What's the distinction between, in the funding sources, you've got grants in blue as 3%, and then you said others was comprised of grants, loans, and forgivable loans.
Some of it, there's still some kinks to be worked out, but most of the grants and loans are in
here. Actually in there.
Yeah, but there's some general fund grants that we want to apply for. A lot of this is, we kept the police station in. So a lot of this, a lot of that's the police station.
In the general fund?
Yeah, but that's going to be contingent on congressional funding, which we classified as a grant. The rest of it is small general fund stuff, like parks grants.
I got you.
Parks and DNR trust fund grants. The majority of grant funding and forgivable loans is in the category of other. There just wasn't a good way to reclassify it, and it's going to require contacting the ClearGov folks to break that down for us and rename it.
I got you.
Overall, I like the way it's set up.
Yeah.
I do think, I know you're already doing that, it would be helpful to see the breakdown of other, because it's such a significant
$99 million.
Source. Yeah, it's 46% of the funding for all years, so.
I grew up with this cartoon that showed, like, the professor of the chalkboard, and it was like the other professors were standing around. They're like, I'm going to need you to expand on step two. And step two said, and then a miracle occurs. And so it's kind of that same vagueness where I would like to see it too, I'm sure, in the long run.
I make a motion to approve the capital improvement plan.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Aber?
Yes.
Pydak?
Yes.
Mayor Tai?
Yes, the capital improvement plan adoption is approved. This brings us to items of business number two, closed session. Consider holding closed session at the conclusion of the second session of citizen comments and questions for the purpose of consulting with an attorney regarding trial or settlement strategy in connection with a specific pending litigation.
I'll make a motion to go to closed session after the last citizen comments and questions.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Pydak?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Law?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Closed session is approved. This brings us to our second and last citizen comments and questions, in which you'll be allotted a 3-minute time period to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? No one from Troop 85? No? Okay, seeing none. Yes,
Bill Mall, 1335 West North Street. I just want to say tonight thank you to all of you. As I've listened to all this tonight and listened continually to the meetings and the different types of issues that you face and the fingers that get pointed, it's not easy. And in fact, I would urge our citizens to pray for all of you, because I do know it's a difficult job. And I just want to say thanks. We don't say that enough, because you don't get paid nearly enough for what you do. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. With that, any other further comments? Seeing none, we're going to close the session, and you are invited to wait out there if you want to come back when we reopen the meeting. But at this point in time, we'll dismiss everyone so we can start our closed meeting session.
I'd like to say something. You told us that last time. We sat out there for 45 minutes, and then you come back in, and then you guys dismissed everybody again. It's what, like,
Good night.
Good night. Good night,
see if the mystery has been solved.
Okay, we got nothing. We have nothing to say. See you later.
Nothing. Go.
Make a motion to adjourn. Just kidding.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the last closed session.
Support.
I have a motion support. Would that be a roll call vote? No. All right. So that'll be, I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the same. The motion is carried.
Make a motion to approve the settlement in the predetermined amount as presented to us.
Support.
I have a motion support. I believe that would be a roll call vote.
Councilmember Pidak?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Haber?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Mayor Tice?
Yes. The motion is approved. The next meeting will be Tuesday, February the 20th. It's a Tuesday, not a Monday.
President's Day.
It's President's Day. With that, I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Motion support. To adjourn.
I have a motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.
Amy, do we have that off?
No.